I want to find out what you think about this Artemis moon trip.
What?
Exactly.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
Even just
in a break, you can explain to me.
Just this morning, Orion zoomed 130 kilometers above the lunar surface. And we're going to be talking about the man in the moon and getting conspiracy theories or who knows what.
Okay.
NASA also reckons we're going to be living on the moon this decade.
Yeah, but the moon is not real. We never even landed on the moon.
Okay.
The earth is flat.
There we go.
Didn't you know?
So just a few hours ago, the Artemis Orion spacecraft went close past the moon and around the dark side of the moon. Riyadh, you're already shaking your head.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's great. It's just, for me, it's weird timing.
Mm.
It's like, we must go back to basics. Like, you know, I got irritated, you know, just during the pandemic, bro, all these billionaires shooting themselves to space. During the pandemic, right? And try to be inspirational.
Yeah.
Like I remember Branson was like, I was just a boy staring up at the stars with a dream. Now I'm in a spaceship with so many other adults, right? Looking down at our beautiful, beautiful earth to all the dreamers out there. If we can do this, imagine what you can do. I'm like, bruh, I can't leave my house, bruh. I can't leave my house. We inside. You're not being inspirational. Do it. Angel, bruh, this is one, I love Branson, but if like he got the window broke and he got sucked out at that moment, I would have been fine with it. Just him like you know, slow motion, just floating off into the distance.
It could be you.
Yeah, imagine what you.
Well, there's that saying like.
And then with the rocket ship that looked like a phallus.
Jesus.
What? I don't know why would you do that?
Which design team thought that was a good idea?
I don't understand. Mm. And he was like the knob. You are allowed to. I'm using the correct
terminology. Like a doorknob, children.
Yes, a doorknob. Right. Right?
The tip.
I can say the glands.
The medical term.
The medical term is the glands. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. I don't understand why you would do that to yourself. Right?
It's ridiculous.
Well, currently, the moon, the new moon,
I have
rude
jokes about that as a Muslim person.
Wow.
Right? But I won't say it now.
But will you say it on stage on the 3rd of December?
No, because there's Muslim people in the audience also. And I have to be like...
So who do you say these jokes to, Riyadh?
To you. And I do when I do a comedy club sometimes.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
And it's mild.
Yes.
Comparatively. But you know when I get a bit edgy, they like protest me, bruh. And like Luiso Gola laughs at me like I come up with my like mild, you know, family jokes, right? Right? And then I got like protests, bruh. Death threats.
Really?
Right?
Has that happened to you?
Back in the day, remember? Mm. I did that Osama bin Laden parody a thing and then I got death threats, dude.
Oh, well, you and Nick Rabinovitz now.
I was
now.
About to say.
Yeah. Mark Lothering said I was behind it.
Mark Lothering said you did Nick Rabinovitz's death threats.
Yeah. I was behind the whole thing.
I think you and Nick need to gang up and do something at Auntie Merle now.
Yes, I think so.
All right. Well, Riyadh Moussa is here with us. We've only got 15 minutes left with him. Let's see if Eugene can wipe his tears fast enough to read the traffic for you. Eugene, you okay there?
What?
You've broken my team here, Riyadh.
Breaking.
Eugene can't even catch his breath to talk.
Do you need some time, Eugene?
No, I'm okay.